This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel and Hezbollah are targeting each other this morning. Israel says it's hit Beirut, Lebanon. Earlier this morning, Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with more than 100 rockets after the leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah promised payback for deadly attacks on its communication devices. Donald Trump is talking about anti-Semitism in the U.S. The AP's Jennifer King.
Both major presidential candidates made appearances Thursday looking to fire up core supporters.
You have to defeat Kamala Harris.
Former President Donald Trump spoke in Washington to Jewish donors at an event on fighting anti-Semitism in America.
This ugly tide of anti-Semitic pro-Hamas bigotry and hate will be turned back and crushed.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris talked with Oprah Winfrey in a star-studded live stream from suburban Detroit.
Madam Vice President, hello.
Winfrey asked about the transition from Biden running mate to Democratic nominee.
We each have those moments in our lives where it's time to step up.
Harris referenced owning a handgun as she spoke about her efforts to pass a new ban on assault-style weapons.
If somebody and I thought that breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, I hear that.
Jennifer King, Washington.
They're shocked in Whitesburg, Kentucky. The AP's Donna Warder with why.
A county sheriff in southeast Kentucky is charged with murder, accused of shooting dead a judge in a courthouse. State police say Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins allegedly shot District Judge Kevin Mullins after an argument.
The Pawnee County, Oklahoma sheriff says one person died there in a fierce storm that moved through the area last night. Hail the size of golf balls, winds over 70 miles per hour. Trees got knocked down, camping vehicles flipped over. That's where one person died. Protesters are gathering around the world today to demand action on climate change. This is AP News. Violence has been rising in an area of Mexico, and now Mexico's president is pointing a finger of blame at the U.S. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what this is all about.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador blames Washington in part for the surge in cartel violence terrorizing the northern state of Sinaloa, which has left at least 30 people dead in the past week. Two warring factions of the Sinaloa cartel have clashed in the state capital of Culiacán in what appears to be a fight for power since two of its leaders were arrested in the U.S. in late July. Teams of gunmen have shot at each other and the security forces. Asked at his morning briefing if the U.S. government was jointly responsible for this violence, the president said yes, of course, for having carried out this operation.
The Biden administration is awarding billions to U.S. companies to help with electric vehicle production, advanced batteries, and other materials. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.